Please stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mrs. Hagenbusch, call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Present.
Mr. Santelli?
Present.
Mr. Inks?
Present.
Mr. Yule?
Present.
Mrs. Webble?
Present.
Okay. Under item two, property information.
Thank you, Mrs. Bennett. We're really pleased as a school district to announce that we've come to a verbal agreement with the sale of Grill property with the city of New Franklin. And we've invited the Mayor Paul Adamson here tonight. Paul, do you want to come up?
If I could, I'll bring Andrew Fetterman with me.
Fantastic. Andrew's welcome as well.
Our Ward 4 councilman. In this area.
Yeah. Good to see you. Good to see you again, Andrew.
Nice to see you.
So basically what everyone needs to know is, back in, actually before the demolition of Grill, we had an auction for Grill. We had no bidders on it, so we moved forward with the demolition. And then we planned on doing another auction on the property. Ohio Revised Code allows us to work privately with any municipality or taxing division to see if anyone is interested on a sale, and the city of New Franklin stepped up. It's been a great marriage. We've been able to talk a couple times about this and what we wanted for the people who live in that area. And I'm going to let Paul talk in a minute about maybe some of the plans. You don't have to unveil anything if you don't want to. But we really, as a board and as an administrative team, we really wanted something great for the people that live in that area around Grill School. And we wanted to be sure that the great feeling that Grill School has preserved for all of those people would remain intact. So, Paul, congratulations.
Yeah, thanks.
And thank you.
I'll
let you and Andrew say a few things about it.
Wow. Well, you cut me off if I go too long, but I got to tell you, as a parent, as a former teacher, I taught school for 8 years. Matter of fact, I was in this building. I taught and coached at Akron South High School before almost everybody in here was born. But there was a women's basketball coach, Evelyn Monet. Anybody remember her?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. She pumped on us real good, I want to tell you. She was good. She was quite a coach. So I got a little coaching lesson from her in this building. So my heart's been in education a long time. I so much respect the work that this board's doing and the interest that you guys have, you people have, when you come out here on a hot July night because you care about the kids in the schools. It's gratifying. It gives you hope in these summertime kind of dark times. But on a lighter note, we were thrilled. It came to our attention that property might be available. The Norton local schools are a very, very important part of our New Franklin community. And we see it that way, and we try to treat it that way. Unfortunately, there's always been some sense that maybe the people on the west side are a little bit disenfranchised. That train runs through there and slows us down. And so we've always wanted to have more of a presence over here on the west side and for the people, of the Norton School District. And so when this became a possibility, Superintendent Addis was very gracious. And from our end of it, hey, the one thing we have in common, nobody's got enough money. And so New Franklin's the same way, and the money's tight for all of us because we all know how the state strangles us, but that's another story. But, so we were able to have a meeting of the minds on this, and we're thrilled. And it's our intention to preserve that as a park. And I think it's going to be important for the community. I hope that's what people want there. There's such a strong heritage there with the history of Grill School. We're going to be looking for some state grants to maybe bring some money in to try to certainly maintain and try to improve. The intention is to have it a park and keep it as a park. It is my intention to suggest to council, and I'm confident that they'll agree, that I can't think of a better name than Grill Park, because I think we're going to want to preserve that. I can envision a commemorative plaque commemorating that school and all the kids who got such a fine education at that school. So we're just thrilled and happy to be a part of it. We so much appreciate the consideration of the board making it possible for us. So thank you very much.
Thanks again.
Yeah.
Andrew, you want to say anything?
No, no, he covered it.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Adamson. I just want to also let the public know, as I move away from the sun, that we are looking at options for the corner. As you all know, that's not going to return to a school building. I mean, the whole reason why we needed to move our location of the new high school is because of the widening of Cleveland-Maslin Road. So none of us feel that that's a decision that just the five board members should make. We will be keeping all of you informed when we have some information to share with you as to what may happen to it or what development may come in the future for that. So I just want to let all of you know. The second thing I just want to comment on is that we had a wonderful Panther run about a month ago. We raised over $18,000. All of that money goes to paying off the turf that we continue to pay on. It's, you know, there's no threat or danger of it being removed. The district is committed to getting that paid off, although no district funds are being used for the turf. That was one of the contingencies back in 2014 when we agreed to allow the district to put turf in the new stadium, that it would come out of school funds. So that's all being funded through donations. And so we just want to keep you apprised of that. And we thank everyone who has donated and participated in the run. It's been fantastic. So moving on to number three, public participation. Is there any public participation? Anyone who would like to speak? Go ahead.
I have questions.
Okay.
What was the appraised value of the property?
At Grill?
Yeah.
It was appraised for a little over $13,000 an acre.
Yeah.
There's not quite 3 acres there.
A little bit more than that.
No,
there's a little bit over 4 acres.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Acres.
That restructure. Remember?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because they weren't counting the building structure. So,
right. So $52,000 was the appraised value approximately?
Yeah, and I'm sorry if I could interrupt you for a second. When we have public participation, we need everyone to state their name and their address. So I'm sorry.
Joseph Blevins, 3247 Brooklyn Drive.
Okay. Thank you. And that's just for the record.
Okay.
So thank you. I'm sorry. So what was your question?
So the appraised value was roughly $52,000.
It was really just a general acreage in New Franklin right now times the acreage that we know that we have.
And you guys voted to accept $30,000? Mm-hmm. Is that how it works?
Mm-hmm.
Can you guys make public who voted against, who voted for?
We actually have just come up with a verbal agreement. That's all we've done. We actually haven't passed the resolution to do it. It's all been a verbal. No board action has been taken yet.
And a couple follow-ups. How much did it cost to tear down the school itself?
I don't have that number exactly. I want to guess at $200,000, but I don't quote me on that because we only had to pay
for
49% of that.
Joe, for both structures, it was less than $500,000.
So we lost a lot of money.
Let me explain something, okay? We put the property out for auction before the demolition because we did not want to have to spend the money for the demolition.
Right.
Unfortunately, nobody was interested.
Okay.
So it then came to the time when we had to move forward with the Ohio Schools Facilities Commission. They're on a deadline. They're paying 51% of our bond projects. So they have a large say in how this project moves along. So then we had to go forward with the demolition of Cornerstone and the demolition of Grill. So that's how that occurred. Then it came to the board, are we going to put it up on the auction or up for auction again? There are several things that came into play with that. There's a large paved area on that property. That makes it an issue for some people as to whether or not they're interested in purchasing that property, because then what are you going to do with that paved area? There's also an issue with
the hole,
because we had to remove the septic.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another issue. So there was a concern with the board, well, what if we go to auction again and we don't have a buyer? The city of New Franklin came to us, or were strongly, as he said, interested in that property. And what better way to preserve it than for them to make it a park for all of the community to use? So
the board felt
that that was a good use of the property.
But the board lost $170,000.
No. We didn't lose money that we had to spend. Okay. We had to spend that money. I mean, you can spend this however you would like, but we were forced to go through with the demolition.
So the Cornerstone property, does that go up? Is that a closed bid then when that comes up?
We're not there yet on that. We're just, I mean, we've been very busy with the levy, as you know. We've been very busy with looking at our budget. So that is something that we're working on. We don't have any commitment to anything there. And like I said, we will keep the public informed, because I personally, I don't think any of us feel that that's a decision that just five board members should make.
Okay, thank you.
Is there any other public participation?
Thank you.
Okay, moving on to item four. Can I have a motion? Or excuse me, are there any additions or corrections to the agenda? Can I have a motion to approve the agenda?
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Under item 5, board business, can I have a motion to approve the negotiated agreement between Ohio Association of Public School Employees, OPSE, Local Number 167, and the Norton City School District Board of Education, which was ratified by the OPSE on June 21st, 2018. This agreement will be in effect from July 1st, 2018 through June 30th, 2020.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
Yeah, I just would like to make a comment. You know, when we were looking at an aid restructuring plan, it was about the same time we were in negotiations. And I just want to publicly praise OPSE, and I know Jan Weber probably doesn't need me to mention her name, but I will anyways. OPSE has been fantastic in working with the administration on both the new contract as well as the restructuring of our special education aides. And maybe there are some people out there that believe, you know, administration and employees or unions in general don't have the ability to sit down at a table and talk and work through. And I like to believe that, you know, we were an important part of doing this with our OPSE union. And they did a lot of work, not only in the working through of the new contract, but also with the restructuring. So I wanted to thank Jan in particular publicly for her great work, you know, for the continued board support of, you know, what we're trying to accomplish. You know, the OPSE agreed to a 0% base increase, and so did NCTA. So all of our employees are telling our community members they understand our financial situation right now, and both organizations agreed to a 0% base increase for their contracts. So I just have a deep appreciation for the work that's occurred over the last few weeks. There's been a lot of work making our way through this.
Okay. Any further discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes. Motion carries 5-0. Under item 6, approval of minutes, can I have a motion to approve items A and B?
We have to abstain on B.
I didn't know if you were going to do those separately.
Oh, okay.
We weren't here.
Okay. Can I have a motion to approve letter A, regular meeting minutes, June 4th, 2018, attachment A?
So moved.
Second.
A discussion? Call the roll, please.
Oh, I lost it. Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Motion carries 3-0. Two abstentions.
No.
5-0. Sorry. Got it. Can I have a motion to approve letter B, special session meeting minutes, June 26, 2018, attachment B?
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Yule?
Abstain.
Mrs. Webble?
Abstain.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Motion carries 3-0. Two abstentions. Under item 7, superintendent's recommendations, can I have a motion to approve letter A, approve personnel retirement, resignation, leave, terminations, items 1 through 5?
So moved. Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Can I have a motion to approve letters B through I?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
Yeah. we're recommending that the board approve the four teachers on one-year contracts. All four of those teachers are here tonight. So I just would like to congratulate all of them on securing a teaching position within our school district. Carly Jones, who's at Primary Elementary, as one of our new preschool teachers, and a Norton grad. So Carly, can you please stand, and we want to welcome you. If you have anything you want to say, that would be great. Thank you and welcome. Kristen Reel is one of our new high school math teachers. Kristen, if you could stand and just give us a little introduction to yourself.
Hi, I'm Kristen Reel. I recently graduated from the University of Mount Union, and I was looking for the district that felt like home to me, and it was you all, so thank you very much for that.
Thank you. And Grace Rios is our new high school language arts teacher. Grace, if you could stand and give us a few words about yourself.
Yeah, hi, I'm Grace. I graduated from Taylor University in 2017, and I taught in the inner city of Canton this past year. So I'm very excited to be in Norton. and my husband works at Grace Church in Barberton, so we have some crossover with some students from Barberton and Norton, so I'm excited to be working with some of the students in the school that we're also working with in the church, and I'm just really excited to be part of this family.
Thank you, Grace. And we've already asked Kevin Pollack to speak when we introduced him, so I told him I'd give him the night off. But I want to welcome Kevin to our high school teaching staff as the Learning Academy teacher. So, Kevin, welcome again. You can stand up. I'm not sure you had Panther Red on the last time. It's good to see.
Yeah, I had black last time.
Yeah.
Got a white one, too. You know.
Yeah, good to see.
I'm trying to expand my wardrobe.
Thank you.
Oh, sure.
Actually, I'm not talking about meetings, so okay. We have a youth camp coming up in July 26th and 27th. If you could spread the word to all families who have young children participating in youth football, July 26th and 27th from 5:30 to 7.
So JKL.
It is completely 100% free registration.
No, that's okay.
You don't have to do anything. Just show up with your kid and let them loose, and then nothing else an hour and a half babysitting for you, as long as they're playing football for Northeast football.
It's kind of a separate thing.
We fully believe that our youth system is the base for our success in the future. So we want to make that a favor that we do for them, something nice that we do. All of us remember when we were younger kids, you see all these guys on Friday night, but they always have a helmet on. And then now we get youth players that get to interact. Our players will run the camp along with our varsity staff. So they get to see guys that they watch on Friday nights with their helmet off and talk to them and joke with them, have a good time with them. And it's more, as much of a fun thing as it is a football learning thing. So that's something we definitely want to expand our relationship with the youth system going forward. So if everyone could help me spread the word on that youth camp. Again, free, no registration, no nothing. 26th, 27th to 5:37. Anyone involved with youth football is welcome to come and participate.
Kevin, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
And welcome again.
That's all right.
Thank you.
Any further discussion? Call the roll, please.
Oh my gosh, you're talking about. Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Okay. Can I have a motion to approve letters J and K?
So moved. Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Wepple?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Ings?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Under item L, can I have a motion to approve hosting invention project at Norton Middle School for grades 6 through 9 in the fall of 2018 at no cost to the district?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Wepple?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Ings?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Under letter M, can I have a motion to approve the resolution to reduce and or eliminate classified positions due to the financial condition of the district, attachment I?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Wepple?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Ings?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Under letter N, can I have a motion to approve the creation of the following 48 classified positions?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
Again, I talked about it earlier, but I'll just reemphasize. The creation of these positions really is the work of individuals who care about our kids and care about our employees. And you see just a list of numbers that are in front of you. I want to assure you that this is hours upon hours of work from people, including Jan and Beth Matheny, our administrative team at Central Office, with our students in mind. So all of the special education assistants are jobs that are created by students' individual education plans. And so these 48 individuals will be helping our students collectively and effectively, and that's the recommendation.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, it was, I guess, incorrectly stated that we were eliminating all aides in the district. Obviously, that's not what we have done. What we have done is restructured those positions. We know that we have many students in our district that need aides, and we want those students to have the aides, the help that they need. So by doing this, though, this is saving the district money, and that's why this was undertaken. So, is there any other discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Ings?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Wepple?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Under letter O, can I have a motion to approve the pay to participate schedule of fees?
Second.
Any discussion? I want to point out under this that there are some things that you might look at this list and you say, hey, this isn't on here or that's not on here. We did not include any school activity that rewarded students for good grades. So National Honor Society is not on here. Junior National Honor Society is not on here. We also did not want to charge students for service organizations. So you'll see that Key Club is not on here. We want to encourage our students to do well and to serve our community and things like that. Also, what is not on here is any club or organization that came with one of our career tech programs, because those are beneficial to our students that are involved in that. The board members, Mr. sorry, and Mrs. Hagenbush, we spent time going back and forth on, you know, we needed to do this to offset the costs of busing and supplementals that occur as a result of all these activities, but we want our students to be able to participate in these things. So we tried to keep these amounts as low as we possibly could with still offsetting the cost to the district. So that's why there's a cap. We brought the cap down than what was some things that are charged by other districts. We brought our fees down as much as we could, and this is what we came up with. We hope that it's workable. We hope that it's not going to result in students not being able to participate in sports and these extracurricular activities. But it's something that had to be done as a result of our financial situation. Is there any other further discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Ings?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Wepple?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes. Motion carries 5-0. Under consent agenda items, can I have a motion to approve items R through S?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Ings?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Mr. Addis, is there anyone on the administrative team that wants, has anything to report?
We have a few here. Do you guys have anything to report out in the summertime?
Actually, those teachers who are undertaking the new AP courses, two of them have completed their AP Summer Institute. So Jason Bryan has completed the Summer Institute for AP Government, and the syllabus has been approved. So we can continue to move with that. I believe we are going from one class of AP Government to two next year. So our numbers
Great.
Have increased there. Mrs. Levack, forgive me for mispronouncing her name, she is taking on the AP Art History. Mm-hmm. So she recently completed that as well. Her syllabus has also been approved by AP. So she's ready to go with that. And her enrollment, I believe, for that course is just under 20.
Okay.
Mr. Reinhardt was already approved previously because he has taught that course before. And he has roughly 28 students enrolled in AP Language and Composition. And our AP Psychology, Ms. Druckenbrod, is actually attending her seminar this week. So she should come back next week and have some information for us. And again, I believe that class was a full class as well for AP Psych.
Great.
So we're pretty excited about that.
So the admin team has worked hard on the growth of our AP, and I know Amy mentioned all of them. Our AP bio went from 4 students this year to 44 students next year.
Wow.
So we're going to see some good growth through some simple conversations and hard work on behalf of the administrative team. So thank you. Angie?
That's great.
Yes, we had a full week of professional development the first week that school was out. We had a lot of teachers that are going to be trying to utilize more Google Classroom and just trying to do more things to support kids individually online with Google Docs and those sorts of things. They also did virtual field trips and looked at many other resources, whatever would apply to their subject area and grade level. We've completed the rollout of Securely. That was the new internet filter that we are changing to as a consortium. And that is all about student safety. And it not only blocks pages, but it also sends us or principals notifications of things that might be of concern that students are searching for while they're even here at school. So we're pretty much done rolling that out. We have some small things to touch up on. You may have noticed all the web page changes. Mm-hmm. It took a while to roll out, but we're just about done. So it kind of has a new, more modern look and feel. You'll see more blocks, and we're hoping that things are a lot more easy for people to find. The last thing that we have to work on is the calendar events. I know there was interest in the calendar events, maybe not showing all of the practices and prep work that is involved in sports, just showing more of the meets. The athletic section could show everything, but on the district page or on the main building page, sometimes all of that kind of makes the list really too long for someone to look through for other items. So we're going to wrap that up, and we are just busy cleaning up computers all the time, cleaning them out, cleaning them up, re-imaging things, wiping them clean for new staff, or getting them ready for a fresh new year. New online testing browser every year. So just refreshing, ready to go.
Okay.
And I'll finish by saying, as we're, looking at some budget reductions and some efficiency actions in the district, and I talked about this in committee on the whole, so I apologize if you're hearing this again. We really are going to go into the 18-19 school year with impacting 6 different areas. This isn't easy, but it's something that the district had to do. We began in January with some changes in custodial maintenance with the elimination of 3 positions. Central office eliminated a business manager position. We offered an early retirement incentive to both OPSI and our NCTA, and we had 8 people accept that, which generated some revenue for the district. We went on a very comprehensive bus rerouting plan with OSBA,
and Pete Chapisky. So Pete came and analyzed our routes and the number of kids that were on our buses and how we were running. And the district will move into a triple-tiered bus system for the 18-19 school year that will find high school on its own run, middle school on its own run, and then the elementary and primary on a run together. We will move from 25 bus routes to 17 bus routes. You know, and again, we have to stand up here and talk about impacting people's lives. So this was the elimination of 8 bus routes, which isn't anything that anyone wants to do, but it's where we are financially. And I've mentioned at length the aid restructuring plan heading into this year, and then the board just approved the participation fee. You know, at some point after we fully head into our fiscal year of 18-19, which will be in August, and all of our employees are hired and benefits are determined, we'll be able to report out the exact amount of savings that we have for this year. But there have been a lot of people that recognize where the district is financially. And I can say for certain that employees and administration and school board has taken a long look at some efficiency actions for this district. You know, we ultimately hope that our community sees and respects the cuts that we have made. We will continue to work with our community on our relationship with them and our children and our teachers and our school board, our entire school district. They know this. They've heard this from me before. We need them in order to survive, and not just survive, but see how we can continue to thrive. We just mentioned 3 new AP programs. There are 36 AP courses that are offered. So we're at 1/4 of the way. And what a school district wants to do is provide its students with every single educational opportunity that's available to them. You don't want to be a district that can't afford not to do these things. You want to offer them the best. And when we're not able to do that, we're saying that the students next door, the students in Copley or Wadsworth, and I'm sorry to put it this way, we're telling our students that they're smarter over there. They deserve better opportunities. And we don't want to do that. The board doesn't want to do that, our administrative team. So we will continue to work with our community, but we need our community to know we've made some major cuts heading into 19 or heading into 18-19. So at some point we'll continue to work with them on what's next for us financially. Thank you.
Thank you. Mrs. Hagenbusch.
Welcome to the new employees. You guys kind of got lost in the shuffle there, so welcome. I think you'll like it here. You can talk to a former, I won't say older, teacher in the front row who was a fixture here forever, who I think will will attest to that. So welcome, all four of you. And summer's going so fast. My gosh, it's almost over.
Yeah. Mr. Inks.
Yes, welcome to the new staff. Great to have you here. Coach, thanks for doing all you do. I hear a lot of good things out there. Good for the actual community. you know, other than that, it's summertime, so hope our kids are out enjoying it. And
exactly.
Get back to work here soon. So.
Mr. Santelli.
Again, I just want to welcome the new teachers, and I look forward to starting next year on the right foot with the community and with the students. So that's it.
Mr. Yule.
Welcome to Norton. A little biased with Norton grad, me here too. I feel old because you're 2011 and you're teaching already. But congratulations, Norton's a great place. I'm sure you could speak for Norton to the people that don't have experience. And thanks for everybody coming out. And look forward to getting through summer and starting the new year. I did want to say too that was it camp invention over the summer? We've talked about it. My son was able to participate in it. Absolutely loved it. You know, I mean, as a parent, those are one of the things that, you know, the paper comes home and you're like, oh, that's pretty cool. Literally the week after school is out and you have students that want to continue to, like, I mean, it was what, 4 days, I
yes,
think, all
yes.
day for 4 days?
It was 5 days, Monday through Friday.
Yeah, Monday through Friday, and it was still like 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So me, I wouldn't have been there. I'm just gonna be honest. My kid, he wanted to be there, tore apart a telephone. I mean, pretty neat.
Yeah.
I mean, and that was fabulous, and one of the things that, you know, our administration and teachers take a part of to really entertain and help the kids grow, so that as well. So.
Thank you. Mrs. Webble?
Did he know what a telephone was?
He did. He had to ask his nanny for a telephone.
Yeah, that's...
That's funny.
We don't have
congratulations to our new hires, and welcome back. I'm like, I recognize her. You graduated the year after my daughter. And enjoy summer. It is going fast again. Every year it goes faster. It's terrible. But and also to July 22nd through that week is our bicentennial. So we start out with a service at the stadium on Sunday night, and there's parades and car show and all kinds of things going on all week. So make sure that...
Will you or Mr. Vail or whomever email me the winners of the essay contest? Teachers were asking if they would be able to find out who sent me, of the submissions, who were chosen.
Okay, I have no clue, but I'll find out.
Okay.
Okay, yes. I will do that.
Thank you.
Okay. All right, congratulations to everyone, new hires to the district, welcome. I wanna just say one thing real quick about safety. The board is looking at making improvements in the district buildings, and we'll have additional information probably at our August meeting as to what changes are going to take place to make the building safer for our students and for our staff. And I'm excited about the career tech programs that are being added. When Mr. Addis talks about improving our district and allowing additional opportunities for our students, so one thing that I hope that we can add in the future is additional career tech programs for our students that are not, for whatever reason, going on to college. But we have tried to do that ever since I've been on the board. We've gotten close, but it's always been a financial issue. So I hope that that is something that we can do in the near future.
We have a record number of students participating in the 4-City Compact next year.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. So, and I, you know, we did a survey. It's now a couple years old. And we had strong interest in three programs, and we were pretty close to adding one, almost there, yes. But the levy situation just does not permit it. So hopefully, you know, we'll be able to do that. Anyway, enjoy the rest of the summer, and thank you all for coming.
Thanks, everyone.
With that, can I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Yule?
Yeah.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks? Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Meeting's adjourned. Thank you.